As we settle into the heart of the retreat, it can be very valuable to allow for not knowing. In our practice, we may have started to see through some of the stories or beliefs that we've been carrying. Some of the aspects of ourself may have come up for questioning. And rather than simply shifting over and deciding that something else is true, can we rest in that space of not knowing? Sometimes we have the experience of putting something down or seeing through. There can be a real sense of release or liberation for a moment. But the mind has a habit of picking up. It might try to put in place a new story, a new idea. And can we rest instead in this not knowing, choosing not to pick up? This also brings a feeling of peace, but perhaps more subtle. Buddhist teachings define a set of qualities of character that develop through practice and that support us in crossing over the challenges of the mind. These are called the parami. And resting with not knowing supports the parami of patience. As we're able to rest patiently with not knowing, it may reveal more and more areas where we've made assumptions or have been limited by our perceptions and stories. And we can start to feel the spaciousness and the potential of just staying open. And sometimes staying open, not knowing, might allow something to shift. This is called On Emergence by Rosemary Trommer. In May, I planted a whole row of beans along the back fence of the garden, pushed each of the small white seeds 1 inch into the spring damp soil. I waited weeks. Not one came up. Not one. I planted them again. Planted them in twos, 2 inches apart, I waited weeks. Three came up. There were over 100 seeds. I'm trying to tell you that sometimes what we wish for does not happen, though we do everything by the rules, though we have known success before, though we long for our plants to take root, to bloom, to fruit. Then, all through the rows, emerged this spring dozens of volunteer cosmos. This morning, a generous riot of pink, dark pink, and white fluttering in the spaces where I'd envisioned only the green of beans.